Looks like there's rain up ahead, like there's a crack in the heavens. Feels like my day could be turning, like I can tell that my luck's gonna change. If you could see me now, I'd probably let you down, but that's enough for me. You got me begging, baby.
Music from the future.
He was saying the music of light, the music of life. That's our song, our song.
The entertaining lights, moon in the sky, stars at night, fashioned by divine.
Oh, It's always a good day for Area 54.
To tell you all about it. You got a woman. Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you. Appreciate you guys tuning in. That was Krongbin. The song's called Father Bird, Mother Bird, and it's off the album Mordecai Remixes. Mordecai! I always love that name. Natalie Bergman and Beck. Who the heck is Beck, anyway?
He sounds familiar.
He does sound familiar.
Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting collaboration, though, but...
Yeah, song's called You've Got a Woman. Little new from Beck. Yumi Zuma did a song called Cool for a Second. It's off the album Truth or Consequences. Then we played one from Metronomy. Song's called It's Good to Be Back. It's off their album Small World. Flume and Toro y Moi. What a great combination those guys make. The Difference is the song that we played for you, and then one from the Avalanches. Off their album We Will Always Love You. Played a song called Oh, the Sun. It's fun to pick tracks off of that album.
Tracks on there.
There is. Rufus Du Sol started off the whole set with a song called On My Knees off their album Surrender.
Which, a new album from these guys, which I kind of feel is a disappointment. They kind of went to that soft, mushy, poppy stuff that they, you know, like the slow build up.
Why do they have to do that?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they were in that melancholic mood or something like that. It's just weird. The whole album is kind of like that. Not making it for me. They had enough time to make something good, right?
Yeah, they did. Well, maybe that's the direction they want to go.
Yeah. And that Natalie Bergman song, I don't know how much Beck is involved in it or if he produced it with her. I guess he's on there a little bit. But this track is like some obscure 70s song from it's this obscure poppy reggae song from the 70s by this Dutch band called Lion. And when I heard the song, I was like, I've heard the song before, right? And I was like, it was racking my brain. So I actually had to Google it. And I found it was this song from the early 70s. It's pretty wild.
So Beck just remixed
it? Natalie Bergman is the one, right? So I don't know. It's just like, wow, talk about, they went into the archives and found some obscure track here. But even the original is pretty cool.
Well, you have to give Beck some... big kudos for some of his collaborations he's done recently. You know, his Gorillaz collaborations was a smart move. He's just a known collaborator around the industry, isn't he?
Collaboration with two turntables before and a microphone.
You'll never let him live that down, will you?
Classic, dude. Classic. Hey, we're Tim and Mike. Thanks for being with us. It's Area 54. We actually have a lot of new music for you guys in the show. We're going to play some Ursula 1000 here next. A track called Give Me a Sign. Let's check it out.